Hi, friends. I'm Scott from the What a Weird Week show with this special episode about daylight saving time or time change weekend.
Hi, everybody. It's weird.
This is like crazy.
As you know, the time change is terrible, but also wonderful. It depends which studies you look at. There are stats about heart attacks, traffic accidents, energy consumption, enraged colleagues Monday morning after the spring ahead time change. Not you, of course, but everyone else at your work. They're a problem. The time change might conserve energy, or it might not. There are studies that indicate both. Some studies say car accidents go up after the time change because we have zero concentration and we're all messed up. Another study will show you that more daylight results in better driving outcomes. Perhaps you remember a number of years ago when they extended daylight saving time. Now it lasts longer. Did they do that because it conserves energy? No, they did not. Did you know that one of the proponents of the extension of daylight saving was the big candy companies? They wanted Halloween to fall under extended daylight saving time because more kids would trick or treat and they would sell more candy. And it worked. But I can't stay mad at the candy companies. I love you, candy industry. Other notes, the time change has helped the golf industry make more cash. The petroleum companies do great business during extended daylight saving because more of us go for drives in the evening when it's light out. It has been wonderful for the barbecue industry as well. That seems like a joke, but it's legit true. More barbecue sales, and overall the barbecue industry does well with daylight saving. So, not everybody hates it. Not everybody loves it. The airline industry doesn't love it. Also, according to polls, farmers don't love daylight saving. I thought we did it for the farmers. I thought the farmers needed more daylight to get all the farming things done. It turns out, according to the polls, farmers do not like daylight saving. You can read the stats. I'll link to all of this in the show notes. One thing people don't often cover is the impact of daylight saving on the vampire community. So joining me now is Dr. Stevedore von Schlum, spokesperson for the group VADS, Vampires Against Daylight Saving, which is trying to raise awareness of the impact daylight saving has on creatures of the night. Dr. von Schlum, thank you for being on the program.
Thank you for having me on your program. A longtime listener.
Thank you.
Oh, I have a podcast. I meant to say a longtime listener of podcasts, first time listener of your podcast.
I hope this goes well and you like and subscribe. Dr. Stevedore, you are a vampire yourself?
Yes, 1979 is when I became a member of the Bloodsuckers, and it's a pretty good story how it began, if you'd like to hear it.
Yes, please.
Okay, well, I was a young man, 1979, and I am at the Grand Canyon, the majestic Grand Canyon. It will take you, have you ever been?
No, it's on my list.
It will take your breath away, Scott. It's beautiful there. Anyway, it is near dusk. I become separated from my party. The purple hues of the sunset illuminate a mysterious cave along my path, and I hear a voice calling out to me, Stevedore, Stevedore, come to me, Stevedore. So I slowly make my way to this mysterious cave at the Grand Canyon. I'm just kidding. That's not how it happened at all. It happened at a discotheque in 1979. My longtime girlfriend, Penelope, little did I know she was a vampire, and she finally asked me, can I bite your neck? I thought she said, can I buy you a drink? And I said yes, and that's it. No hard feelings. Pretty wild time in the 70s, so...
Gotta say, you had me going with the Grand Canyon story.
You might want to have your producer put some scary music under there. It's a pretty good story. It plays pretty good usually, and you can make it a promo. I don't know, whatever. Sorry, go ahead.
Always open to production notes. Your group, VADS, Vampires Against Daylight Saving, you're trying to raise awareness that daylight saving is unfair to vampires.
Yep, that's it. That's it. The nutshell right there. I mean, you humans get the extra hour daylight. We lose an hour of darkness. That's when we get done. As a am I allowed to say words like that? Or
you can. I'll probably bleep it out, but you can say whatever you want.
No, I'll clean it up. Vampires get stuff done. during the darkness, Scott. I don't know if you knew that. I'm pretty sure it's common knowledge. So when you get rid of an hour of darkness, I mean, that's 1 hour less to suck blood, and it is 1 hour less to do acts of evil, you know, which are time-consuming. Less time for recruiting minions to do our bidding. And also laundry. I mean, nobody understands how long it takes for a vampire to do their laundry.
I don't think I... Do you want to elaborate on that?
Well, vampires, you know, oftentimes they have been around for decades, if not centuries. We have an older wardrobe. Almost every vampire has at least one piece in their closet that's 100 years old. It's hand wash only. So to do our laundry, it's not just a case of tumble dry and we're good to go. You know, it takes a lot of time.
So you've decided to do something about your plight. You're running for town council.
Yes, I'm running here in my hometown of New Buntingford, New Brunswick, Canada. I'm hoping to be a council person and just, you know, shine a light. Oh, wait, not shine a light. Shine some darkness on vampirism.
And how's the campaign trail?
Well, you know, it's my first rodeo. I'll put it that way. So there have been some, I'm not going to candy coat this for you, Scott. There's been some missteps.
Is your platform just vampire rights or?
Well, mostly that, climate change also, of course. I like to open with the, hey, let's take care of planet Earth. You know, it's the only one we got. But then it's a lot of, vampires, you know, we want to take back the night, you know, is sort of my message. And then at the end, I like to wrap up with a little something like, consider voting for me and I will consider turning you into a vampire and letting you live forever.
I would think that would get some attention.
Yes, you would think that. But as I mentioned, I've had a few speed bumps during this campaign. I mean, my opponent, Donna Ludecky, has basically launched a smear campaign against me.
Donna Ludecky is currently leading in the polls.
Yes, well, you would be leading in the polls too if you were the town librarian in charge of bringing in the 50 Shades of Grey book. I mean, that one, she lobbied for that one, and there's still a waiting list for that one in my hometown. I mean, it's not a lot to do here in New Buntingford. But, I mean, she is lobbying the garlic industry to relocate to my town. She wants to make New Buntingford, New Brunswick, Canada, the garlic capital of the world. Now, this seems like a very anti-vampire thing to do.
I was reading about something else that happened on the campaign trail. I don't know if you want to get into it.
Look, I'm not going to try to spin things, dodge questions. That's not how Dr. Stevedore rolls. So, you're talking about the goat incident?
Yeah.
Well, it's kind of been blown out of proportion. Last week, I was at the 4-H club to give a speech. I had not eaten all day. It's a very busy time in the campaign. And, of course, being at the 4-H club, there are all these delicious animals. And a prize-winning goat caught my attention. So I proceed to give my speech, a very rousing speech. Many people will receiving my speech, but the goat, you know, continues to be delicious. And so I wrap up my speech as people applaud and I, you know, attempt to eat the goat. The goat's name is Sebastian. He's going to be okay, but, you know, somebody put it online and it doesn't look good. I want to stress again, Sebastian's going to be okay. There was an awful lot of blood. I mean, even when I'm watching back the video, I'm like, whoa, Stevedore, what? Wow.
Well, politics is it's a tough game. Good luck with the rest of your campaign.
Yeah, right. Like, I'm coming back from that. I paid my deposit, so I'm still going to, you know, do the campaign trail. You get to meet a lot of people, a lot of potential victims. So I'll do that, but pretty sure I'm not going to be the next council person for New Buntingford, New Brunswick, Canada. So don't worry about that, everyone. Looks like you win again, Donna.
Well, Dr. Stevedore, thanks for your time.
Look, this was one of the best interviews I've had all week. So thanks for lobbing those softballs in. One last thing. If you or your listeners hope to be vampire someday, live forever, please do reach out. It's fairly painless. That's not true. It's very painful, actually. Ah, Stevedore. I can't help it. I'm a truth machine.
Dr. Stevedore von Schlum of Vampires Against Daylight Saving. All right, that's it. That's our special episode. If you want show notes and stuff, click shownotes.page or search What a Weird Week wherever you get podcasts.